The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How much control is too much control in a relationship? Well, the reason we're asking this is because a few weeks back, Anthony A. shared inside of a WTF a woman who said if this man wanted to be her boyfriend, he had to sign a contract, a 17-page contract with stipulations. Well, crazy or not, automatic, he signed a contract. They're together now.
She must be really, really hot and really, really good in bed. Because I can't see signing a contract with a woman that I don't barely know.
Maybe he really liked her. And something else, by the way, she signed his contract as well.
Oh, or maybe
so they're both crazy.
She crossed his T and he dotted her I.
There it is. So if you could ask your partner to do anything for you and they would be contractually obligated to do so, what would it be? Turn up today's episode and then we'll discuss it later. Last week, DJ Automatic ruined the stakes. And I made a TikTok video out of it. It went viral. Well, I'm here to say he has redeemed himself. Let's tell the tale. Good morning. It's Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
Every good movie needs a plot of somebody failing and then coming back and being victorious.
Dude. I'm always a fan of a good redemption meat story.
Yeah. Love Anthony
Redemption. All right. Well, I want to play a little snippet of this song.
Redemption song.
Just because the steak was delicious and we replicated everything we did. We bought potatoes, Brussels sprouts, every single thing.
Wow.
Automatic was nervous, though. I've never seen him this nervous. He'd never left the grill.
You're providing for the family, dude. There's more to it, Dana. It's a little spiritual, I assume.
I was going to say, and then also I'd taken an internet beating. And so my ego was a little bruised, and I was like, if I burn these steaks again, and you know my wife has no sympathy whatsoever for me, she would have put it up there. I was like, you can't do that. Yeah, so I just literally stood by the grill the entire time and just watched him cook.
Oh.
So good, so delicious. Even our daughter, who rarely eats meat, was like, oh, these are good. These are real good, Dad. You knocked it out the park. I was like, he had to do it.
And redemption.
For those of you wondering why we didn't redo the steaks until now, they weren't on sale till yesterday.
Okay.
It's expensive.
They're always on sale on Mondays.
All right. Now, for everybody really interested in this meat story, head over to Dana Cortez's Instagram. You'll see a play-by-play.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. He's like a champion. He puts his hands in the air like, man, I am man. I make meat.
I don't think I'm ready for, like, you know, the barbecue or grill competitions, but I feel redeemed.
I got a little carne novella going on.
Yeah, carne novella. Some guy sent me a message and said, tell me your dad without telling me your dad. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Pharmacist Day. All right,
hey, shout out to the pharmacists out there. Right now, they're really busy. They got a lot going on. When I went in for my COVID shot, I remember the pharmacist saying, I mean, they were just inundated with people and questions. Let's shout them out right there.
Yes.
Got a lot of work going on.
And it's also National Shop for Travel Day. All right, get ready for your vacation coming up. May is not that far away.
No shop January for me.
Oh, I like
Dana's
that.
Dana's on a strict no shop
no
January.
Shop
even
January.
Though we've had three pairs of shoes show up.
They were ordering in December, at the end of December.
You know what we can do today? Let's kiss a ginger. It's National International Kiss a Ginger Day.
Is it what? Like
a redhead?
Yes, like a redheaded person.
Hey,
okay,
random people in
Did
the
you know that
pandemic.
Only 1-2% of the world is actually redheads?
You know what's
really?
My Nana was a redhead. You see Ava Maddock, our daughter's hair, do you see how it
she
leans
got a little
really
bit of red?
Yeah. She got a little red in it, yeah.
You know what? Back to what Dana said. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Kiss those that you can. If you do
there
know
you
a ginger,
go.
Do that.
Kiss the people closest to you. Other than that, keep your lips to yourself, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's one confession. You can call us and confess anything you want. It doesn't necessarily have to do with what we're about to talk about. Okay, so tap in if you want. But I want you to turn your radio up because this woman created a contract 17 pages long. She's from Atlanta. And Annie Wright said, I was sick of dating men that continued to let me down. So when I met Michael Head, her new boyfriend, I drew up a 17-page contract. And it said, if you want to be my boyfriend, you got to sign it. He said, okay.
Oh, my God.
Some of the things in there, you have to be romantic at least twice a month. Also, she said, if I ask you on a date, I pay. Hey, that's a good one.
Hey, shout out to that.
Let's get
that.
Right?
Let's get women's rights.
Put that in the Constitution.
He threw a contract out there of his own. He gets to work out 4 times a week by himself, and he gets 2 nights a month with his boys. His friends.
Oh, oh, so okay, see, it's boys. Son. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no
dude.
Children. He ain't got no, they don't have any kids. All right, so I started to think, what would you want in your contract for your significant other to sign? Anthony, A, you go first.
All right, first thing is you're going to have to accept my fantasy football habits. You know, they're not going nowhere. And at this point,
that's a given.
It's really a career at this point. You know, it's really,
you are making money at this point.
I'm a platinum
member. Unfortunately, it's my money.
Yeah. number two, be willing to swallow your pride and mine as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we'll go right along to my number three stipulation of being in a relationship with me is... allow me to be the little spoon when we cuddle at least a minimum of 3 to 4 nights a week. You know,
you're very sensitive.
You
want to
be caressed?
Hey, dude, have you ever been held like that? Like a little spoon?
No.
He's too big. I'm too little for all that.
Dude, Dana's like a backpack.
Yeah, dude.
DJ Automatic, you are free to draw your contract up right now. What would you like me as your loving wife who would do anything for you to sign? What would you
want? If I haven't sounded like a male chauvinist before, here's the time.
Oh, no.
Number one, you got to give me a child. If we're going to be together and we're going to be married, I need a child.
I did that.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, you got to cook. Like, I mean, like every, not, oh, maybe not every day, but at least 4 or 5 days a week.
That.
And the last one, I will say it goes back to Anthony's pride.
Come on, man.
No.
It's all about,
oh my God.
If you can't swallow my pride, then we can't be together.
You men are such simple creatures. Simple creatures, really. And I mean creature. Okay? All right, so my contract for you. You know, damn little foreheads. All right, so let's take a call real quick, and then I'll give you my stipulations automatic. Hi, who is this?
This is Denise Dayton.
What do you think about the contract that this Atlanta woman drew up for her boyfriend?
You know what? You know what it made me think about? I think that I should have an application. And you want to ask me out, then I have an application for you. And I want 3 references. I want your mom. I want one of your siblings. And I want an ex. I mean, you'll really get to know someone.
What about asking their best friend, too?
Well, no, not a best friend. You know, that best friend is going to have their back. You might need, like, maybe more of an acquaintance.
So why ask an ex, though? Why do you want to hear from them? They're probably not going to say the best things about their ex significant other.
Not that I'm going to believe what the ex says, but it's still, you might get a feel for some of his bad habits, you know?
What would your ex say about you, Anthony?
I don't know the details, but I know I wouldn't have a bad review.
Automatic?
You know, I would get the job.
They all still want me. What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. My contract would have DJ Automatic picking up after himself at least 7 days a week.
Oh, at least 7 days. I do that already.
No.
I've gotten better at it.
We got into a fight and you threw my phone across the room because I was filming you again for TikTok and you got so mad. Stop exposing me, is what you said.
Don't worry, Automatic. That's only a verbal agreement. There's nothing on paper.
Okay, so go ahead. Good.
Okay, number two, let me pick what he'll say. What do you want? And then I'll tell him. He's like, no.
This is the biggest argument in our household between my wife and my daughter.
Yeah, every woman in the history of women doesn't know what they
want
to eat.
Shoes on the other foot. I tell him what I want. He says no.
Because it's usually gross.
Whatever. All right, and then finally, I would want you to take me on a romantic date at least twice a month.
I do it at least once.
A year.
Oh, come on.
Dude. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
New studies out. What kind of bodies do women find most sexy? Guys, hold up. I'm going to tell you. And ladies, what kind of body type do men find most sexy? In case you missed it, I'm going to share it with you here in just a little bit. DJ Automatic, you always go first.
Well, I've got a new study, too. And this new study shows that experts are worried about how much alcohol people are consuming during the pandemic. They say that the excessive drinking could lead to thousands of more alcohol and liver-related deaths. So they're asking lawmakers to make long-term decisions related to drinking for health of American families.
Oh. What kind of decisions could they make? Alcohol is legal. We have all of the statistics that prove it kills literally hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Big business. They got a lot of money to lobby with.
It makes me angry, though.
Yeah, what can you really do, though, right?
Well, I think that just to get the information out, I'm very open about my family, about the suffering because of alcoholism. We're Mexican, we're Native Americans, so we have a tendency to become alcoholics a lot faster, and that's just facts right there.
Well, I'm white, and I got a lot of alcoholics in my family, too.
Yeah, have you guys had to check yourself? I know I had to check myself.
I'm not a big drinker.
Really?
So I tried to drink here and there, and it just doesn't work for me.
For me,
you've been a witness of that. DJ Automatic knows I don't drink anymore.
It was back to September 2020 where I was like, yeah, I went through like a month from August to like September of 2020 where I was pretty drunk pretty quick. You just, when you're working from home and doing all that stuff and constantly staying home, it happens slowly.
Well, I've noticed I'll call friends and stuff during the day, and I'm like, this dude is trashed right now. He's like literally
going to lunch and having drinks every day, drinking in the morning, drinking in the afternoon, drinking.
I think it became a habit. And people just got used to it, and it's a very hard habit to break.
Man. Yeah, man, be safe. And just, you know, if you are drinking, just don't drink and drive,
all
right?
For sure. You know, the reboot of Sex and the City is, and Just Like That, they actually address that. Miranda is drinking all the time, and she says, well, during the pandemic, you know, and I guess I never stopped. It's a real issue. I'm kind of glad they brought that up.
Sometimes you got to check yourself.
Thanks. All right, Anthony A., what's your In Case You Missed It story?
In case you missed it, the annual Banished Words List is out, all right? So every year since 1976, Lake Superior State University releases its annual list, which is words and phrases that are being overused to the point of uselessness, all right? And number one, we have, wait, what? Meaning surprise or conveying uncertainty, if you may. And I use that a lot. You guys have probably heard me say that.
I have heard you say that one, yes.
Also, this one right here is another Anthony A. staple. No worries. No worries.
I do use no worries.
I find myself emailing that all the time. No worries.
And this one, we might have to do something with it, guys. This is a Dana Cortez Show classic used by all three of us at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
We noticed we were saying that about 2 years ago because just listening to the show back. And
we were trendsetters for at the end of the day. How about that? All right, at the end of the day.
Every time I'm watching TV and somebody says it, now I cringe. I'm like, oh.
And the final one we'll leave you with is... That being said.
That being said.
That being said, you can start.
We're not intellectual
that.
Enough to say that one.
That's my segue. No, I use that a lot in the show. That being said, let me tell you about my In Case You Missed It study. See? It worked. According to this one, women find dad bods most sexy, but men do not want the mom bod.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Thanks a lot, DJ Automatic. I have three children.
I've got a mom bod, though.
What's the mom bod?
Well, I do. I have stretch marks all over my body. Yeah. Psychologist Jennifer Woken says that dad bods are not only tolerated, they're praised. But the moment a woman gives birth, there's messaging from everywhere how to bounce back, how to get right again. Some guys aren't even dads and they have dad bods. There's one in the studio right now.
Damn.
Yeah. That was a shot at you.
No, dude, she's trying to take me down with her.
No.
That's what she's trying to do here. So that's cool. I mean, do your thing, dog. You know, whatever makes you feel good.
Well,
obviously, your body.
I mean, I'm a dad. I have an excuse.
But why is it that women are expected to be perfect?
It's like, because
you guys are beautiful. We're not beautiful.
But also, you guys compare each other to other women. It's you guys doing it.
You don't compare yourself to other men?
No, not really. I think you just kind of make sure that, you know, you're at least attractive to another woman.
At least one woman?
Or, you know, it's just a mate, either or.
I don't ever look at Anthony and be like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
You know what, ladies? I know it's hard. And Anthony A. and Automatic are right. We do a lot of comparing ourselves to other women. We just need to be our best selves, be healthy, and don't worry about living up to these unrealistic standards. Love yourself.
I do wish I had DJ Automatic's hair, though. He has some luscious hair, man. He has some nice locks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever seen something on TV being cooked, like one of those infomercials, and wondered, I would like to know what that tastes like? Well, very soon, you can scratch and lick your TV screen.
What the fuck?
A Japanese professor has developed a prototype lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavors. It's another step towards creating a multi-sensory viewing experience. The device, called the Taste TV or TTTV, uses a carousel of 10 flavor canisters that spray in combination to create the taste of a particular food.
I've dreamed of this day since I was a child. I used to think about this all the time. I would look at food on the TV and I'd be like, I just want to taste it.
Now you can lick your TV screen. Oh my God, now I have to clean up after that too?
I was just thinking like nonstop Rihanna videos. All day.
Watch Rihanna taste like.
All right, yo. I'd like to kick off this next segment called What the Fact. All right, if you didn't know, Apple, the $3 trillion company sells more iPhones each day than babies are born in the world.
Ooh. Well, no wonder they're $3 trillion company.
There's an average of 350 to 400,000 people born every day, while there's an average of over 500,000 iPhones sold each day.
That reminds me of an article I just read that China and the U.S., both countries are worried because of so few babies being born.
Oh. Well, in China, they didn't only let you have one child for a very long time.
For a very long time, and they didn't want girls. They adopted out a lot of their baby girls. A lot of the young Chinese babies were adopted here in the U.S. Well, now, nobody's, you know, they don't have a young population, and there's no women to make babies.
Damn. And meanwhile, Kevin Gates has two phones.
Okay, I want you guys to listen to this one. All right. Goldfish learns to drive tiny robot car. So in Israel, scientists...
Wait, is he putting on his tiny seatbelt? I have a visual of a little bitty goldfish driving
a
car.
That's a fun group of words right there. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
In Israel, scientists were able to teach a goldfish how to drive a tiny robotic car. It does seem crazy, but researchers wanted to see if animals' innate navigation abilities could apply to different environments. They put a camera system and set up wheels on a small goldfish tank. They gave the fish the ability to maneuver the tank. Not only did the fish learn to navigate, but after bumping into walls, it would actually correct itself and get back on track. So the research says that goldfish have the brain power to actually learn complex tasks.
They need to hook you up and teach you how to drive. Because you've had one too many accidents.
Yeah, you're driving like a goldfish now.
Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Kanye West just posted photos of his new lady, Julia Fox, and Kim Kardashian has something to say about it. I'll tell you what, this story and more. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
On this day in 1987, the queen, Naya Rivera, was born.
Oh, wow. Rest in peace, Naya Rivera.
Yes, we also have Jeff Bezos celebrating his birthday, Zayn Malik celebrating his birthday, Issa Rae and Howard Stern celebrating their birthday.
Have you seen the Jeff Bezos meme? Oh. When he first started, how he looked like kind of goofy. Now he looks like Pitbull.
Yeah.
Moved to Miami. He looks so great.
Like, I mean, all he's got to say is Dale at this point.
All right, so let's start off talking about Drake and his thirst trap photos. He did caption one of the pictures, which is the second photo. I don't know that was the thirst trap photo until I scrolled over. His caption was pretty poignant. He said, there's a point in the fake it till you make it theory that you actually got to make it.
Facts.
You got to get there. Yeah. And so work toward it. But he's lost a lot of weight. He appears to be pretty ripped. He's a pretty big guy. So to get this thin, there is speculation that he's possibly going to be acting in a role pretty soon. So that'd be kind of dope to see him do that.
I thought he's just maybe
going back to his roots.
Yeah. I think he's just getting depressed because he's really accepting the fact that Rihanna is really going to get like she's gone forever.
Back. Yeah.
Rihanna and Rocky are a thing.
They really are. But she's not pregnant. See, I told you she had a taco belly. Baby. Anyway, Quavo is calling Drake out to pay up. Hey! They had this bet going. The college championship game happened. Here's Quavo trying to get Drake to pick the phone up so he could pay up.
I need my chips with dip, baby.
What, yeah?
I need my chips with dip.
All right, I can't wait to find out how much they bet. Can you even imagine? No, I can't. I'm too broke. Hey! All right, finally, Kanye West posted photos of the new lady in his life. Her name is Julia Fox. What's interesting, though, is that he put him up on the Donda Creative Instagram, and she's the new profile pic in one of the little icons at the bottom. And I thought, what? So I went through it, and she's right next to Kim Kardashian, who is speaking about it, and she's like, I'm happy for Kanye. I'm excited for him.
Ooh.
I'm thrilled that he's leaving me alone, is what she really wanted to say.
Yeah, because that's what that means.
I mean,
she's happy that she's being left alone. Any guy knows that, dude.
When you know she's done.
Well, we're not done with Kanye. We all want to know about his life. And beginning on February 16th, we can watch the documentary that literally follows him around since the early 2000s to now. It will be streaming on Netflix February 16th.
I can't wait.
Me and Fess got to an argument in the car. Y'all felt like he disrespected me, man. Trying to say I wasn't a genius.
But who are you to call yourself a genius?
And the rest is history. This was so early in his career that he was tagging along to a Rhymefest show. And most people listening are like, who the hell is Rhymefest? Exactly. Can't wait to watch this documentary.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know we're all supposed to be getting fit because it's the first month in January, but I have some Krispy Kreme's news that you don't want to miss in food news. It's hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, first hashtag. According to a new study published in BMC Psychology, individuals who are obsessed, and I want to stress the word obsessed, with famous people are less intelligent compared to those who show less interest in celebrity news and gossip. Researchers administered cognitive tests, which concluded those captivated with celebrity tested poorly on cognitive ability skills.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
This study's stupid.
No, you're more interested in what's going on with somebody who you probably don't even know.
I think I will never meet than the real world. It doesn't mean you can't be interested. The word is obsessed, though, and they go on in the study to say fascinated, spending a lot of your day looking at this particular person.
Who's not obsessed with some celebrity, though? A little bit.
I mean, obsessed with DJ Automatic.
No, you were obsessed with the Kardashians, who you're obsessed with.
No, I don't spend any time looking at them. I write about them. We talk about them here. But you can check my history. I don't go to their Instagram pages.
I'm questioning myself
because
I've talked about Tom Brady a lot on that. Like, I've talked about him at least every single day.
I think it's more like a crush.
I don't know what it is.
Than obsessed.
I think DJ Automatic kisses Jay-Z's Instagram every night before he goes to bed.
Well, good thing he doesn't have one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but only you would know, obsessed. And now in food news, Krispy Kreme's has a new treat for all of us. They're chocolate glazed mini donuts. So they're little bites because they get it. We're supposed to be getting fit right now. You can have a chocolate glazed cake batter donut, mint chocolate cookie donut, cream donut, or a chocolate glazed peanut butter donut.
They're just trying to keep us on the hook, aren't they?
And the love handles are free.
I know. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Pharmacist Day. So shout out to all the pharmacists out there.
Yeah, man, they're working hard.
All the farm techs. I got some homies who are farm techs, so shout out to that.
And that's a good industry to get into, pharmacy.
It's also National Kiss a Ginger Day.
What?
Yeah, kiss a ginger.
Kiss a redhead if you can find one. There's only 2% of them in the world.
And if they're within your, your tribe,
my nana
to make
was
sure
they
don't be passing COVID.
Okay.
All right, yeah, and it's also National Shop for Travel Day.
Yeah, we broke. Keep on moving.
Okay.
Nobody got time for that.
All right. Well, what about this? National Curry Chicken Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Love me some curry.
If you haven't had good curry chicken, do yourself a favor. Google, best curry chicken in my area. Oh.
I'm telling you right now, find the best Jamaican spot you got in your near you and go to that place and
Automatic
get you a curry chicken.
Took me to eat curry chicken in a Jamaican neighborhood, not like a resort. We pulled up to this little
in Jamaica.
Spot. It was so delicious. I've never had curry chicken like that.
Let me tell you, though, curry chicken is good. Curry goat, way better. Curry oxtail.
Does it all have to be spicy? Because my stomach's sensitive.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, I don't know. Shout out
to curry chicken for Anthony. Curry chicken for him.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on, and we're about to turn the mic over to DJ Automatic. It's music fact time on January 12th.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Wu-Tang Clan member Raekwon celebrating today. We can trade places, lifted in the staircase.
Word up. All right, happy birthday, Raekwon.
We also got Anne-Marie celebrating today.
I love her so much.
All right, now we're going to 1981 when Blondie releases the hit smash single, Rapture. So it was her fourth number one single from this album. And it was the first song with rap in it to go number one. She shouts out Fat Five Freddy and Grandmaster Flash in the song. The video kind of focused on what was going on in the Lower East Side at the time, with, punk, hip-hop, and disco all meeting together. And the reason why Basquiat is actually in the video is because Grandmaster Flash did not show up to the video shoot.
Basquiat is one of the most famous street artists to come out of New York, and unfortunately passed away of a drug overdose far too soon.
That whole video is a hip-hop history lesson. All right, next we're going to 1999 because on this day, Britney Spears releases her debut album, Baby One More Time.
Her little Catholic schoolgirl outfit. Everybody remembers that one.
Yeah, that single made her a star before the album dropped with constant plays on MTV because, like you said, everybody loved that video. Britney went on to sell 14 million of this album in the U.S. alone.
Wow, that's so interesting. MTV used to play videos? Music videos?
Well, at that time, that was the only place you could get music videos.
Yeah.
Try to think of a world with no YouTube. Sounds bizarre now.
And today in 2006, we're wrapping it up with Chamillionaire when he releases his biggest single, Ridin', featuring Crazy Bone.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
Song was produced by Playin' Skillz. It spent 3 weeks at number one. It was nominated for 2 Grammys, winning one with Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group.
Knowing Chamillionaire, this song meant a lot. He's talking about being pulled over by the cops. This man doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't, you know, carry or anything. And constantly being pulled over by police officers is the reason behind this song.
I think Chamillionaire deserves all the flowers he's deserving of in regards to his rapping ability. One, because he doesn't curse at all. And then two, because he arguably is the most underrated lyricist from the South, period.
Well, he went on to be a venture capitalist. If you don't know what that means, he invests in other companies.
He's a 100 millionaire right now.
He owns Ring, the security system, and he's also invested in a lot more things in Silicon Valley. So he's not coming to rap anytime soon.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
From housework to sexy time. Here's how relationship contracts can help all the couples get through what they're going through. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we're traveling back to our one confession where we broke down the story about the girl who met the guy on Tinder and they wanted to get together and she made him sign a 17-page relationship contract. Whew. We revealed our wants and needs in our contract, and mine was that you have to accept my fantasy football habit. Also, that you have to be willing to swallow your pride, and mine as well, too. All right, and then the final one was that you allow me to be the little spoon a minimum of 3 to 4 nights a week, which Automatic actually kind of pushed back on because you don't believe in.
I said my wife is basically a backpack.
Man to man, homie to homie. Are you even a cuddler?
No, not at all.
Oh, you don't even cuddle at all?
I don't. I mean, I will because, you know, I'm contractually obligated to. No, I really don't have a contract, but I mean, I'm expected to cuddle, so I do it. But I'm a short-term cuddler. I'm like a 5 to 10 minute cuddler, and then I'm done.
That strikes me because you're kind of a sensitive fella at times. You know, I could sit you. I can see you going back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, going back home and going, you know, let me be a little spoon. I've seen you do a little puppy face to your wife, dog.
Okay,
you do a little puppy voice
that
too.
That doesn't mean that I'm going to ask to be spooned. Okay.
Automatic. What's in your love contract, brother? Break it down to me. Do you have anything?
Well, the first thing I'm going to need is a child because, you know, if we're going to be together, we might as well procreate. All right. The next thing I'm going to need is some good, solid cooking. I mean, if we're going to live together when we married, one of us is going to cook, and it's probably not going to be me because I'm not that good at it. Now, if I was a great cook, I would cook. I'm not saying women should only cook, but I'm going to need that contractually from you if we're going to be
dude.
In a marriage contract.
I like your love contract. It's like kind of like just down to the bare necessities of what you want. That's the beauty of a love contract. I know a lot of people snicker at the thought of it, but that's actually what relationship and marriage counselors say is the benefit. That a love contract isn't going to solve everything, but it's going to get the hard questions out the way and in paper.
I'm a simple man, Anthony. I'm easy to please. And that's why my third thing is a mouth hug or mouth hugs.
Ah, okay. A swallowing of a different kind of pride, I see. All right, let us know what you would and wouldn't want in your relationship contract. And do you think it's actually beneficial if you have one? At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic, at Dana Cortez Show, across all social media platforms.
Ladies, I'm taking, okay? You know that contract. I know it's enticing, but I'm taking.
Have a beautiful day, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a goldfish that can drive. You heard it in today's WTF story. Now you got to go watch the video. Is it? I found the video when Automatic saw it. He's like, oh my gosh. He's in his little tank.
So I had only read the story and that's why I did it. But then when I saw the actual video of it, it's that much more impressive. These little goldfish are driving these fish tanks around the office and they even take them outside to drive them.
Hold on. Everything I imagined, I could barely get to the WTF story. The little seatbelt. It's real. It's all real. It's hilarious.
And you can see the video on the Dana Cortez Show Instagram page but right now.
Don't goldfish also eat their own poop at times if you overfeed them? This is just marvelous.
No, they don't.
Well, yeah. They're better drivers than my wife.
Hey! All right, go watch the video, Dana Cortez Show on Instagram, and turn up the podcast. Here's more content now.